What right? What wrong? I ask, to hate who? Be hatred or love? Is there no choice made between? What argument? Roar, roar, roar upon roar, out from the dear and the beautiful to rise in serene sky. Englishman mine! Oh, what to endure, to hate what foe? Flames and black smoke in the skies. Seraphim. There are more days to blast the air, to burn the blood, and all for what? Is it to win eternity, to win God? They do say so, the ones who tell to go. What to use youth for? Is it to give up eyes and breathing in these whom are not mother led to die among the lice and the rats? The others more chance for life than you, my dear. Summer. The trees and the glory in the breeze, the colour and the countless who die in the fight, taking the trees, the horses and the mules to make them as none, as though they had never been. What high esteem this, what fantasy this. Speak in the wind, my beauty, my infantryman. Speak to the birds and the light, speak to the last you will ever see or hear. Speak to the animals, speak to their courage. What in mind? Not the destiny, never the destiny that is moaning death. Where? My soft wings, come to me now. All are to die, all are to praise death. Nothing knows my song but to praise merry death. Go to die, all. The flares, the silent whispers, the winds across the soil, the misery of rain-soaked clay, chalk, the rotted feet, the quiet, the faces unfeeling, the stare. Not to sleep. The cosmos is unjudging. Those held by the barbed wire, their helmets, the ice pools, the dead horses, the chilled darkness, all in the made black, the black, the black. There goes another flare, another dead boy in the glare, and in the longest night, the made black once again. You live! You live! You cannot live, you must die! The bursting, the falling, and the nerves made of terror crash, 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 while there is the wrecking of the earth and the sunny, silver, and silent sky. Chests and knees sleep. Darker now. Cling to the grass, the swaying grass, and against the dying day. Again, turning fury in this blood-spattered space. Run, run towards the bullets, run to fall, run to shift from existence and to escape hell, the inhumanity and the immemorial shame. Thud, 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 thud upon body, to blind and to disfigure in spinning death. They fall. Thud, 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 as the entrails are being taken to mix with the shrieking boy song. What objective? Is it to hold a line among the clotted brains, the bloody slime in this downpour of rain? What objective? Come the drifting smoke, come the fear, come the fear, come the fear. Come the gestures of the dead in the smoke, come the haze, running, running, rapid fire, the wriggle and the choking, yell, yell, and sink, and drown, and bleed, and die, die, die. My immortal, scar in my veins, and be vigor from death, death, death in the maniac searing smoke that kills and makes lightning in the heart. You are burnt. You are choked. You are decayed among newer dead, among old dead, among toothless, gripping corpses. What tortured sight you are. In my seeing this, I scream. I scream. There is the red, the deep. The deep red. The squirting and the spitting red. my comrades all. Red, red, red! Take life from my body. Take it now, my companion. Here from whence I do come. Into gloom, my love, I can give you life. Succour me, my own, my love, my boy-love swoon. Not to say the final farewell, not the futile curse upon you. Be again the face I knew. Reach, reach to me. Ignore the thunder and the flash, ignore the fire in the choking breath. Be again the beautiful. Be my beautiful. Rouse, rouse, cold star. Rouse in my flock of birds, my dead English soldier. You are never to cower, never to be food for their gallant lies, never to be blown to bleeding pieces, never to be suspended in the air. Red, red, red. Who the spirit of this? Who, this? Who is the killer of youth? Red, 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 red. From sleepers I did disturb, that they spring up in recognition. Smile, my beautiful one, smile in heaven. I am the wild beauty here, again to mock this gleaming and this most supreme pity. Come, know me again in the dark and in the light. Wake now. Be breast upon breast, be thigh upon thigh. Know my kindness, know my colour, know my music, know my love, know my wonder. Touch me again. Touch me beneath the moonlit English night. Where within my lover does lie with eye as strands of light loosened from the sky. Falling leaves of autumn, falling, falling, of magenta and of white, becoming many wings. And with the air's delight, and with the webbed branches calling the wings, they twist and they curl, they unfurl in the sunlight, such magical flight, in unhindered play. Make for me dreams of what the branches say, when the winged leaves fade in their display, and the magenta and the white goes away. Tell me in my dreams, what is it that the branches say? Stand where the wandering winds wait, stand where she breathes at the brink with cold and colourless state. Stand where the land is made wet, stand at the place where beauty can be met. Let me whisper. Lover, think of this life as my bed. Picture you and I being showered by roses red in my bed of natural red. My bed, where we are fed by the beautiful red of rain showers bled. But let the light into our room. There are myriad more colours, and within these we can bloom. Oh yes, my bed can be the rainbow's womb, and together we can assume that we are these colours that continually loom. It is so, my lover, because I want no gloom. I want only beauty in our private room. I have to say, I could never let her fade away. So I took a piece of the most precious day and made a place in my thoughts where she could stay. The days are so very empty when you are not with me, she'd whispered softly. With both my arms around her waist, I was holding her against myself. The yielding movement of her body and its exaggerated curvature had acted upon my own vastly inferior frame as an undulation of massive power. There was a sensual swell that courted and glided upon my every facet, and in her accommodating movement its sexual intention was most discernible, most exposed in the brown of her eyes. When she spoke in whispers, that intention remained and became infused with her words. Her whispering breath was upon my face. I love you so, and I've missed you, she said. Her lips were moist. She often kissed with her eyes open. Her hair was loose, its handfuls of dark brown holding fragrances of vanilla and orange. It felt damp. Her eyes were large, and they always made me recall how she'd first been described to me. Her eyes are very strange, I'd been told. Her mouth is the same. She doesn't look at all normal. Of course, there had been other descriptions of her body, heightened and desperate descriptions that made creativity appear to be of the mundane. Kalesa was wearing a silk dress. In its flimsy and ethereal cling were outlines of women, and they all looked like her. She saw that my attention had shifted from her eyes and onto the shoulder of her garment. She moved my face towards hers by touching one of my cheekbones. She smiled. This observing had been a tendency throughout the, as yet, short relationship. I had gazed at her, into her, in the same transfixed manner the very first time I'd seen her. She had been a devastation, and being with her literally broke and cast far away all of what had transpired during the course of my life hitherto. An unhappy life. Now gone. Well gone. This was life anew. Kalesa was smiling. She had a tendency to squeeze her legs together as she stood. While outside, she would do this and allow a gust of breeze to lift her hair. There was nothing of me in her. "I want to go inside," she said. "I want you to sit and be close to me." What else could I ever wish to do, was my thought. Where else could I wish to be? With suddenness, she'd taken hold of the lapels of my jacket. She was staring into my eyes, the rich colour therein, then pressing her heavy and moistened lips against mine. Quickly surging into the oppression, the delight, the disabling sex, and I, a very willing recipient of her voluptuous swoon, now total. Her breath was sweet. It was very likely there would be no dining this evening. There would be the torrid, the unbridled shaft, as had been the case often. Such was sustenance for me, in ways that filled me to bursting. It was she who was the holder and the bestowal of my life's purpose. She was everything. Such was her diabolic power. I was a wisp of vibrating air in her warm and wonderful sexual sympathy. Such was her diabolic power. I was a wisp of vibrating air in her warm and wonderful sexual symphony. Sometimes in the night, pink flowers dance and sing. Sometimes in the night, blackberries are queen and king. Sometimes in the night, what is nothing is everything. And suddenly, it was yesterday, and I was left with all of the things I wanted to do and to say. Place your head upon my breast. Listen to my voice. I say, I cannot love you more. I am the green, the silver, and the blue. I am the reason for your life bursting through. Can you feel my movement, the tremble that constitutes my desire? Can you taste my sweet and my sour, the wet and the warm of my unclothed attire? I say, I cannot love you more. So reciprocate, spread my fire as we two conjugate. Toss me reeling red in my breasted swell. Suspend me satiated, invigorated, make me yell. See, I am the green, the silver, and the blue. I am procreation. I am so, with or without you. She has red hair and eyes of the deepest blue, that on a midsummer's day do dance together upon the hands of the sky. Often I am overcome by my own desires, and thus much too easily understood, be it better or more appropriate to hide. Look at my face. You cause me to become like you, and you witness in my transfiguration that I am lost. Many rhymer, sublimer, song contriver, sounding slung, slinking into my thoughts, my unscarred bell, not yet rung. Hurry, bring me bramble, seashell, wishes in kisses grant. Make the morrow day into yesterday, and I away from the human rant. We, there in hymnal, the natural bed of folded blanket shrine, crying in elements, love and want, deeply, deeply exalted supplicant. And your wave of triumph in the split praise of lark-like angels chant. And for all of time we walk in the garden. Continually born lily flowers are we, scattered perfume kindled we become, and taken by the wind, lain pensive upon verdant grass, in balmy fragrances, and taken again to glitter in the morning sky. I could describe us by saying that what never was is always true. I picture the sky as the clouds gently shift, but never appear to go anywhere. What does going somewhere mean for clouds? Only very gentle appear their movement. The sky covers the red carnation garden that sits so eloquently and fitting aback the house. The cover of light blue hue and reflected red for as far as the eyes can wander. Let me take you in my hand, that with your aged veins I might make a circular band and carry you to where voices float upon streams of an imaginary land. Let me take you in my hand to where winds gather the leaves and cast them as circles upon a perfumed sea. So there you can join that garland as it floats to where only those who are beautiful can be. Palisades of sparkling silver and of white, spread across fields of green and warmed by sunlight, with blossom of brown and beauty bloom, such perfection brought through the window of this ethereal room.